A brief history of the Holy Roman Empire. A new pope, Honorius II, and the House of Supplinburg. Now, shortly before the death of Henry V, Pope Calixtus had died, and a debate broke out among the clergy as to who should succeed him. The now old-school Gregorians wanted one of their own ranks installed, but many protested that the investiture issue had been resolved and that the papacy should move on to other things. A compromise was reached with Calistine II, was unanimously elected pope, but before the consecration could even be completed, armed soldiers broke into the assembly, brutalizing the pope and demanding he resign. Celestine could do nothing more than offer his resignation and die from his wounds not long afterwards. In his place, Honorius II was installed without being elected. Bribes were paid to the prominent politicians and families of Rome, along with threats to ensure that Honorius's ascension was not challenged. A short time later, Henry V died. Not that the struggle ensued between the House of Supplinburg and the House of the Hohenstaufen. There is no way to tell what would have happened to Honorius, but the bitter rivals vying for the imperial throne papal recognition was vital, and there was currently only one pope. Honorius II was never actually challenged. Lothar II, and some people reckon him as Lothar III if you accept the Emperor Lothar's son as a legitimate successor, had rebelled against Henry IV and helped Henry V's rebellion against his father. However, after Henry V's ascension and his appointment as Duke of Saxony, Lothar turned against Henry and rebelled. Saxony had become independent under his rule, but with the royal throne empty, Lothar seemed the most logical choice for king as well as emperor. He was from the House of Supplinburg and was certainly one of the most powerful dukes of Germany, as his successful rebellion against Henry V had shown. Plus, he was an ally of the popes, unlike the previous emperors. In 1125, Lothar was elected king of Germany. The election was immediately contested by the remaining heirs. The House of Hohenstaufen, so named after its great castle, claimed the right to the throne. Conrad was the grandson of Henry IV, as was his brother Frederick, the Duke of Swabia. They revolted and civil war was imminent. Lothar then took an unprecedented step of asking the Pope, the controversial Honorius II, to confirm his election. Conrad, however, also had powerful allies. The archbishops of Milan were historically unfavorable to the papacy. They had never loved the Gregorian popes and did like the usurper, Honorius. Milan, from whence the great Archbishop Ambrose had risen centuries earlier, had always been independent-minded and was the region from which many Protestant forerunners emerged, including Claudius the Protestant of the 9th century. The Milanese Archbishop Anselm was in sympathy with Conrad, and with his support, Conrad was crowned King of the Lombards in northern Italy. The position bolstered Conrad's claim to Germany. Honorius excommunicated Conrad and Anselm. A civil war was the result. For 2 years, Germany was at war with itself, until Lothar successfully seized Nuremberg and Speer, two of Conrad's strongest fortresses. By 1129, Lothar had largely secured Germany. Conrad maintained his title as King of Lombard, where he stayed with Anselm's backing until he could simply bide his time. So it appears that we're going to have these little chunks where we're always fighting over something, trying to get a powerful man in the position. And then we're going to have the powerful popes also in the same position of fighting over who is going to be the next pope and how they maintain that power over the various kings of Europe. Now, at this point, Honorius II has not been challenged. Well, that's going to change because we're going to have a great schism take place in 1130. Now, the sources for this is Religion and the Holy Roman Empire by Ferguson, Before France and Germany by Gary, The Oxford History of Medieval Europe by Holmes, The Papal Encyclopedia by Bunsen, The Capetian Kings of France, 987-1328 by Butler and Adams, French History, Volume 1 by Guizot, Barbarian Invasions by Delbruck, Early Germans by Todd, and The Rise and Fall of the Holy Roman Empire by Criswell. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website, summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com, and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.